Hey, we're here.
I'm losing track of time.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America, to all the freedom-loving Christians and patriots all across this country and around the world. I bid you welcome this evening to another hour of the flip side. I just had something absolutely shocking smack me right in the face, and I was trying to deal with it very quickly. Hey, glad to have you here on RBN on this fourth day of January 2007. Interesting headlines. OJ's money has been frozen. Oh, whoop-de-doo. He should be frozen. This is one that I think should interest everybody. Warrantless mail searches may, in fact, be allowed. Warrantless mail searches may be allowed. Interesting. Wonder what that's all about. Let's take a fast look at some market figures for the day. Dow Jones Industrial up a whopping 6 points. End of the day at 12,480. NASDAQ was up 30 points today to end the session at 2453. I've always believed that if you're willing to do your homework and do your studies, you have far greater opportunities to make money in the NASDAQ, far better than in the Dow Jones Industrial Averages, New York Stock Exchange mess. S&P 500 was up 1.71. The metals, kind of an interesting flat day for the metals today. Gold actually closed down 560 to end the day at 628. Silver flat at 1276. Platinum off $9 to end the day at $11.30. Economics still dictate what's going on around the world. I think that over the past few days, the world has been focused on the rather elongated funeral of former President Gerald R. Ford. Today, so many were focused, and honestly, I focused on it as well. I focused at length on watching the opening sessions of both houses of Congress today. Actually, while it was going on, I was writing a column for posting on the Federal Observer that discusses the vote that eventually brought Nancy Pelosi to her position of power today, officially. Just prior to the music turning on this program, I had reason to go to the Federal Observer for just a moment and realize that not only is every column in the website apparently has been shut down, and all I can determine is that maybe my webmaster is doing some things, but that the one column that's up there, when you go into it, there's nothing there. So we've obviously got some interesting problems going on over at the Federal Observer tonight, but that's not for you to have to worry about. I cannot even get into the administrative segment of it. That means the entire network is down. Oh, well, hey, let's move on with some other things. We will be in about 30 seconds, I believe, heading for a break. And the music's already coming up. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the year in review, 2006, economically speaking and politically speaking. And got some new updated information as relates to what's going on in the housing markets with some devastating news as relates to the mortgage industry. Stay with us. I'll see you on the flip side.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
For all those times you stood by me, for all the truth that you made me see, for all the joy brought to my life, for all the wrong that you made right, for every dream you made.
That is what we attempt to do here each and every day at RBN and on this program, is to wrong as many rights as possibly can be done. Late today, apparently this was posted just about an hour ago in the LA Times. Governor Schwarzenegger is going to propose that all California children, including those in the state illegally, be guaranteed medical insurance as part of a health care overhaul that he intends to unveil next week. Wow. Well, Herr Schwarzenegger, I'm sorry, I don't buy it. Somebody somewhere has to pay that cost. And it's pretty appalling that he's going to even consider. Look, it's not that I feel bad for the kids, but you know what? Pay. Make jobs available to the American people, not giving them away to their parents, their illegal parents. Make them available at a decent wage where they can go to work for a company that they can participate in the cost of health insurance. But to expect the state to underwrite the cost of health insurance for every single child in that state, even if they are illegal, something is wrong. 2006 was the year of the junk bond, so says Forbes magazine. Lenders lent to marginal enterprises as if they were the last borrowers on earth. But wait, my friends, so did lenders lend to marginal home buyers. Junk mortgages, where buyers borrow more money than they can pay back to buy houses they can't really afford at prices that are higher than the houses are worth, all while promising to pay back the loan only when and if they get around to it. That also hit record numbers in 2006. So many records were broken during the year 2006, we could barely keep up with them. Private equity was on a roll by year's end, with twice as many deals as the year before. Financed, of course, by record lending on the part of record-setting reckless lenders with a record amount of loose change in their pockets. Mergers and acquisitions as well hit record levels. Corporate profits reach record levels. Real estate deals in New York City hit noteworthy records. And, of course, so did derivatives. and the Dow itself, as everyone knows, once again hit record levels. Everything was hot in 2006, not just Wall Street. January through June was the warmest first half of any year in the continental United States since records began in 1895. By the way, records, at least within the past 20-odd years or so, were hit in the January through June time period as related to gold and silver and platinum and other commodities. Oil. You know, the average January-June temperature last year was 51.8 degrees Fahrenheit. That was 3.4 degrees Fahrenheit above the 20th century average. Must be global warming, huh, Al? It was so hot, my friends, that both Brittany and the hedge funds forgot to put on their underwear. The former Ms., or soon-to-be former Mrs. Federlein, set a record for celebrity buffoonishness. But the hedge funds set a record as well. The great guru, Joe Granville, once walked onto stage to give a speech and immediately dropped his pants. "This is just to show you the importance of shorts," he told the audience. But in 2006, hedge funds forgot the lesson. They stopped hedging in order to attract more money. Everyone seems to think he can get rich just by speculating, but you can't get rich speculating on the downside while the bubble is still hitting new records. And so the hedge funds dropped their drawers, so to speak, and began speculating on the long side, along with every other addled gambler with a drink in his hand and a buck in his pocket. There were records set in politics, too. Don't you remember? It was the first time ever, so as we can recall, that a vice president of the United States of America mistook a middle-aged hunter for a duck and blasted him with buckshot. And the Bush administration must have broken all records for spending money as well as for overseas military misadventures, but who bothers to keep track? My friends, records are meant to be broken. But we didn't realize that so many of them had to be broken in such a short period of time. Housing properties all over the world hit record levels. Even in places like Bombay, India, you could pay as much for an apartment as you would in New York. Housing prices in England pushed up another 10%, even though they began the year already at extraordinarily high levels. And all over the world, stocks hit new highs, with the Chinese leading the way. Chinese stocks doubled in the last year, hitting naturally a new record. And so did commodities. Tin reached a 17-year high by year's end. Did you know that corn is at a 10-year high? I guarantee the farmer didn't benefit from it. And uranium is near an all-time record high last month, closing at nearly twice the level at which it began the year. And other consumer prices as well reached record highs. Housing, of course. Gasoline prices rose nearly 2 cents over the past couple of weeks. Record high, $3.02 a gallon of self-serve regular, a national survey reported just this past Sunday. But healthcare, transportation, largely because of record oil prices, and education all rose as well. The cost of them. Doesn't mean the quality of education rose, just the cost of it. But the record we find most intriguing is in the art market. Overall, the Moses Art Index rose a record 22%. In the summer, a Gustav Klimt sold for a record, get this, for a painting, $135 million. No one had ever paid that much for a painting, not for a Renoir, a Van Gogh, a Gauguin. And then a few months later, in the year, along came someone with more money to spend. He paid out $140 million for a Jackson Pollock. And here we have to sit down and compose ourselves, because our pulse races so. The buyer chose to remain anonymous, and what a shame. Anyone who would spend $140 million on a dreadful painting deserves notoriety. In fact, more than that, he deserves clinical study. And maybe should have shared the podium with Saddam Hussein. You know, that amount of money would produce about $7 million in income each year if invested at just a mere 5%. What kind of person could get $7 million worth of pleasure from looking at a Jackson Pollock painting every year? What kind of person might be willing to look at it at all? You know, we need to know more. Is this person normal? Is he allowed out in public? Is he human? Is his name Butch? Obviously, he's got a lot more money than we do. But, God, if he's that rich, how come he's not smart? Or are we the dumb ones? If he cannot get $7 million in annual satisfaction from the painting, perhaps he could rent it out. Oh, yes, my friends, maybe you'll have the opportunity to rent this Jackson Pollock. Let's see, the daily rate should be something like $20,000. Oh, sure, you'd pay 20 grand to have a Jackson Pollock on your wall for 24 hours. Who wouldn't? Unless the owner could get a return of 7 mil, he must be counting on something other than yield. He must be counting on capital gains. He must be counting on an even higher price and an even greater record. He's probably betting there's even a greater fool. And he might be right. What's the source, my friends, of all this record-breaking activity, you might ask? A wave of liquidity, says the Financial Times. Bank credit analyst in Montreal picked up the idea, predicting that the wave of liquidity would continue in '07. The Wall Street Journal, meanwhile, modified the idea slightly, referring to investors writing, quote, rapids of cash. Call it what you will, rapids, waves, swells, tsunamis, no matter what you call it, there is a huge amount of liquidity in the world. At the close of 2006, it was still pushing up asset prices and setting new records just about everywhere. But then you see that's not the end of the story. Just about everywhere. But not in some areas, my friends. We have talked much over the last 6-8 months about the coming housing collapse. But it's now extended beyond a housing collapse, or a bubble bursting, if you will. It's a housing financial collapse. Dated August the 19th, 2006, coming from Barron's Magazine, an article entitled The No Money Down Disaster. Witter says the following figures are from Washington Mutual's annual report. At the end of 2003, 1% of WAMU's option arms were in negative amortization. That means their adjustable rate mortgages were upside down. By the end of 2004, it was up to 21%. By the end of 2005, it was up to 47%. And by value of the loans, the percentage was 55%. Every month, the article continues, these borrowers' debt increases. Most of them probably don't know it. There's no strict discourse requirement for negative amortization. This financial system cannot work. Houses, you see, are not credit cards. But Washington Mutual's situation is the norm, not the exception. The financial rules encourage lenders to play this aggressive game by allowing them to book negative amortization as earnings. In the period of January through March of 2005, Washington Mutual booked $25 million of negative amortization as earnings. In the same period for 2006, the number was $203 million. Oh, my God. This sounds like Enron. Stay with us, my friends. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back to pick up this story where we left off. See you on the flip side.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
When I was young, I never needed anyone. And making love was just fun. Those days are gone.
Hey, you know, I'm finding this interesting. You know, Robbie's down in Texas. He's going out to dinner tonight with some folks, and I'm starting to wonder if this is a little bit of a candlelit romantic dinner. What is this? A Celine Dion tonight? Hey, it's okay. She's a good singer. Just please don't let me watch her or let me listen to her talk. Talking tonight about the financial collapse in the housing market, not the value of the homes, but from the standpoint of the mortgage industry. We talked before the break about Washington Mutual and how deeply involved with these negative amortization mortgages that they're involved with. And you have to stop and think about this. How do you take questionable receivables, march them off to the market immediately, present them as profits, and then watch as your stock soars? It really does remind me of Enron. The numbers, my friends, are truly staggering. The fact that negative amortization, even when legitimate, represents extremely long-term receivables that need to be heavily discounted for risk is quite unsettling. In other words, the probability that a given dollar of negative amortization's receivables will actually ever be collected is not one. Not one. And will vary with macroeconomic conditions. You know, it's truly disgusting how all the financial companies are running around claiming that there is no risk anymore, and that securitizing things that don't really exist and calling them wealth and assets and revenue, they'll get burned. And ladies and gentlemen, we also will get burned. Because unfortunately, as this little revelation shows, it's all worse than most bearish commentators have even begun to think of. This kind of dishonest and deceptive disregard for risk bodes very poorly for the financial system all across this country. It also bodes very poorly for the stocks of mortgage financiers, which sounds like an opportunity to me. What was submitted to me earlier in the day by friend Angie Carlson is what she calls, or what is referred to as, the mortgage lender implodometer. Now, I know some of you are sitting here thinking, well, Bennett, so what? I've got my mortgage. How does this affect me? Read the fine print of your mortgage, my friends, and you'll find out exactly how it can affect you. There's a little tiny clause in almost every loan involved in this country that gives the lender the right to recall in total the amount of money you owe him within a certain period of time. Doesn't matter if you've got a contract for 5 or 6 years on a car. If your lender is starting to think that you're getting a little suspect, a little flaky, he's got the right to call that note in 30 days, and you've got to pay it or else. Are there similar clauses in mortgages? In some respects, they are. They're typically called foreclosure clauses. The person who put this list together set up a webpage to keep track of mortgage lenders in the United States going bust beginning in December of 06. That's just days ago, when it seems that the first of them began going under. There are many observers who have been anticipating this for quite some time, because rising home prices and other financial assets, and that we've just spoke of, the negative amortization, have all collided with the deteriorating consumer balance sheet. And low as they can possibly go, interest rates, heavily reliant, I may add, on the dole of China and the oil exporters. You see, it appears that what had to give is now finally giving. The latest subprime loans are going delinquent the quickest, and it seems likely that their previous peers will soon follow, and many of them are going to end up in foreclosure. And we expect a large swath of prime loans to go bad. Originators cannot handle the buybacks, and so when challenged by them, are immediately folding. And the phenomenon, my friends, is just beginning. What will the banking industry do? I'm going to invite you to stay tuned to the flip side, as Robbie and I will continue to keep you up on these little details. Do you know that since December of last year, just weeks ago, 5 U.S. mortgage lenders have gone out of business? 5 of them. Since December of 2006. Ladies and gentlemen, this is only the fourth day of January of 07. Own It Mortgage, partially owned by Bank of America, has gone under already. Mortgage Lenders Network USA, sometimes known as MLN, have already gone out of business. Some of the other major subprime lenders are New Century, Fremont. Now, I'm not saying that these have gone under, but some of them have. Option One, which is owned by H&R Block, is up for sale. WMC Mortgage, owned by General Electric. First Franklin. Merrill Lynch is buying it from National City for $1.3 billion. Ameriquest. Decision One, which is owned by HSBC. BNC Mortgage, a subsidiary of Lehman, or Lehman Brothers. Accredited Home Lenders, Countrywide Financial, Washington Mutual. I'm not saying that these particular names I'm giving you have gone under, but they're up on the suspect list. There's major problems. Resme Mortgage, Novastar, Chase Home Finance, Encore Credit, Wells Fargo, Fieldstone, and Aegeus Mortgage Corporation. They're all on the possible problem list for this year. We may have some real problems. My friends, the downfall is just beginning. Stay with us. When we come back from the break, we'll pick up where we left off. And then I'm going to ask you a question: to buy or not to buy?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719. Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
There's teddy bears and high school rings and old photographs that mamas bring, the daddies with their young boys playing ball. There's combat boots.
George Jones. I was privileged to be at a concert with my daughter several years ago, some weeks before she gave birth to one of my grandchildren, and took her to see George Jones. We were very privileged to be amongst the very first concert goers, as it were, to ever hear that song presented in public. Being a Vietnam veteran, it obviously had much meaning for me, and for those of you who were either vets of Nam or related to vets of Nam. If you've never heard that entire song, it'll rip your guts out. Talking tonight about housing bubble. We've spoken up to this point in time about the economic catastrophes that is now approaching the mortgage companies who, once again, because of this era of easy credit, as we spoke of during one of the first segments, because it's really quite appalling. People who have been given mortgages that really didn't qualify. They've purchased overpriced homes they couldn't afford. Mortgage receivers or home buyers were loaned money that they didn't really qualify for. Junk mortgages. Buyers borrowed more money than they could pay back to buy houses they couldn't really afford at prices that were higher than the homes were even worth. How many of these homes and these mortgages are guaranteed by Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, and Freddie Mae is trying to fondle, never mind, you get the idea, Fannie's Mae or something. And yet,
The moment those people cannot make the payment and those homes go into receivership or foreclosure, you and I, because the government has guaranteed those homes would be paid for, it's our tax money that's going to underwrite whether those homes are paid for or not. Sure, they're going to slap somebody else in those homes. How is it that we, this once richest nation on earth, can keep underwriting the underprivileged and the underperforming and the underclassed and the illegals? There's some big, big bad news in housing and the housing connected sector today. Of course, you wouldn't know that if you just looked at what the stock market's doing. The first up is that home builder Lennar shocked observers by warning of earnings of about 70 cents a share for the fourth quarter of 06, instead of the $1.07 per share that had been expected by analysts. Why? Because there's been slower housing market activity. Now, let's see. They expected $1.07 earnings per share, but it came up at 70. That's, what, a 40% difference. But if you think that's bad, it gets even worse. You see, Lennar had initially predicted earnings of between $1.30 and $1.60 a share. And so their performance was even worse than the levels they had pumped the stock to with sanguine predictions. Oh, but that's not the end of it. Here's the real kicker. And this is Lennar. I mean, he's a huge home builder, and they're not the only ones. They now are saying that they expect to lose between $88 and $1.28 a share. So they're not just coming up 70 cents a share to the good. They're actually going to lose that. And you've been told and warned for a long time that this day would be coming, and folks, it ain't over yet. So you see, now Lennar is a turkey, a big money losing operation. Their profit and earnings is automatically unjustified, and the longer this situation continues, the more the stock looks and appears to be worthless. So much for a value deal, huh? But you see, there's more sordid details visible in the first link in the latest Lennar write-down. You see, their partner in the venture, hedge fund Cerberus Capital, bailed out. They've dumped their interest, and then some, on something called MW Housing. MW Housing is in turn an investment vehicle of CalPERS, the California State Pension Fund. My God, how many times can the California State Pension Fund take these kind of hits? You see, they took it in the early 1990s. When the savings and loan industry collapsed in the late 80s, the California State Pension Fund took it huge back then. And maybe they've rebuilt, but now they're taking it in the shorts again. So there you have it, my friends. You see, hedge funds bails on a lousy housing deal. They sucker the general public into buying, and the greater fool is that the citizens of California, don't laugh, ladies and gentlemen, because your state could well be doing this very kind of thing as well. Texas, Indiana, New Mexico, the Carolinas, the Virginias, Michigan, GD Nice. Something's wrong. Another shocker before you. Home Depot Chief Executive Order Officer Bob Nardelli abruptly resigned yesterday, getting out with a $200 million golden parachute. That's a pretty handsome nest egg for running the stock into the ground, don't you think? The guy resigns yesterday and took a $200 million golden parachute with him. That's his severance pay. He runs the stock into the ground and sticks it to the stockholders. Now, there's not a lot much more to say about this issue, except that rats will always flee a sinking ship.
I'm just surprised Nardelli didn't leave earlier. He could see the data. The forces of self-delusion must have been strong with this one. And now, MLM. What is MLM? Let's take a look and see. Let's back up and see what MLM is. That was one of the mortgage companies we mentioned earlier. The subprime lenders. Takes me a moment to find this thing, and I'm not finding it quickly, so I apologize. Mortgage Lenders Network USA. Yes, they are one of the ones that's gone under. That's right. Subprime lender. I don't know what all the numbers are, but apparently there's five of them in just the past 30 days that have gone under. It's going to be interesting to see whether this trend picks up. They've gone under. Who buys their notes? Who buys what's left? Who's now going to get paid the mortgage money? I suspect the trend is going to pick up, short of some sort of intervention from financiers to keep up appearances, much the way the institutional investors are called upon to pump up the Dow on a pretty bad day. As relates to any additional commentary on the state of all things housing, there's a guy named Merrick Fuchs, M-A-R-E-K, Fuchs, F-U-C-H-S, written a piece entitled Building Up the Housing Sector. I'm going to share with you just a couple of paragraphs from it, and we're going to move on. Last seen, he begins, during the spiritually uplifting holy season, the business press maven was busy splitting wooden nickels at the prevailing thought in the business media that the housing slump was over. Oh, you remember Greenspan, don't you, who said things were looking up? When you're flat on the ground, baby, everything looks up. Fuchs continues, it seems the slender rise of consecutive existing home sale numbers was enough to get the business media, from the wire services to the Wall Street Journal, in a lather about a recovery in the housing sector. It is an ancient foundation of business press maven, his comments continue, that instant recoveries are a false god, and you should not allow storylines that worship it, no matter how good they may make you feel about that big depreciating asset you live in. Here I was specifically worried about the cancellations that don't show up in many home sales numbers and how the builders were going to have to take changes or take charges. Oh, they've taken some already. But we're acting like they wouldn't have to take any going forward. Paging Hovnanian. Hovnanian, for those of you who Nate are aware of, is a home builder. He's, I believe it's their specialty is that they are the 2x6 home builder instead of the 2x4 home builders. And in declaring an end to the housing decline in the last week of 2006, the bulk of the business media was falling for this nonsense hook, line, and sinker. So you've got the financial world that continues to keep it pumped up to make things look good. You've got the business media falling for this nonsense to make things look oh so rosy and good. Look, I am not trying to scare or shake anybody into thinking a particular way. But ladies and gentlemen, you know, a month or so ago, maybe 5 weeks ago, I devoted an entire hour to the problems in Texas, chiefly, of dumping fuel and oil residue, chiefly that's come from the drilling and the mining of the oil and gasoline, etc. Mining is not the right word. Drilling. And they're taking the residue, the toxic residue, and dumping it in, on, or near the sources of water going into many communities around Texas. I continue to get updates on that very situation. And the average member of the public just falls for the BS hook, line, and sinker. Well, unfortunately, they are going to sink. But to put all that aside, the housing values in those areas alone are declining at an unbelievable pace. Those people can't sell their homes for what they've got in it, even if they've got a healthy equity in those homes. But we've got an economic problem in this nation. We've got a dollar that has gone through a southward direction. It's going down. The housing market did so well for
so many years in this country. Ladies and gentlemen, everything goes up must eventually come down. And it's going to happen. And it may take 5 to 10 years to recover. I honestly don't want to be living in this house 5 to 10 years from now. I should have been out of here a year and a half ago. In fact, I never should have bought this place, but that's another story. And if I really wanted to tie myself up for the next 5 years, I could spend a lot of time in court, in litigation, suing over this house I'm living in. Because it was misrepresented. And we came in here and did what had to be done to straighten this house out. Should have had it on the market October of 05. It didn't happen. If we'd had this house on the market by October of 05, we could have had this place legitimately on the market for about $410,000. Now, that's a grossly inflated value of a house that isn't worth that. But that's what the market dictated. We didn't pay anywhere near that for it. Now I know why. But if we'd had it ready in time, it should have been able to go on the market for that. My wife and I had agreed we were going to put it on the market for in the 390s. We're going to keep it probably, you know, $15,000, maybe as much as $20,000 under what the market dictated. We couldn't even get that for it today. We would be lucky if we could get $340, $350 out of this house right now. This house has dropped in value in a little over a year by about $80,000. $60,000 to $80,000. And this is still a market where homes are selling? What's going on in your community? How far will your dollar take you? How well, how far will it preserve everything you've spent so many years in your life building up for? What's your retirement going to do for you? I would love my wife to retire and no longer have to work in this god-awful, horrible, atrocious education system. But she is now of a mind that she cannot afford to give it up because the amount of money she would lose by working a couple more years, by not working for 2 to 3 more years, would be atrocious. And with inflation, with the economic direction of this nation, she feels we need every bit of that that we can pull. I'm a strange bird. I'll never retire. I'll drop dead, which probably makes me more valuable to my family financially than if I were to keep working. It's okay. We're not going to have the time to get into this tonight at any length, but I want to approach a subject with you, and I want you to keep it in mind until next week. To buy or not to buy? That is the question. And I think it's a very serious question that we can use to address the purchase of a home. Is it time to buy a new vehicle to replace the old thing that's fallen apart in the driveway? Hey, if you own a 1972 or a 1976 Ford or Chevy pickup truck, rebuild it. Hang on to it. They ain't got computers in them, baby. I'm appalled going into a repair shop and they come up to me with warranty and stuff and say, well, Mr. Bennett, I'm sorry, we could not find the problem you've described because the computer does not indicate that there's a problem. There's no reading of said problem. And I said, why don't you forget the computer? Find me a mechanic who knows how to use a damn stethoscope, and he can hear it for himself. As a matter of fact, find somebody who's deaf, dumb, and blind, and have them sit in the driver's seat at idle. They'll be able to feel what I'm telling you about. But oh no, they got to go back to the computer. Computers have some positive things about them, ladies and gentlemen, but they also have their negatives. We come to rely too deeply on them. So do we go out and buy that new car? Do we go out and buy that new house right now because the family's getting bigger? Or do we hunker down and expand what we've got housing-wise? Or do we downsize and make do? Do we buy gold and silver now? Or do we wait for it to start going up? Or do we roll the dice and hope to God it's going to go down further? Or do we buy stocks now or not? To buy or not to buy? That is the question. And these are the questions that I think one needs to address. It has been interesting to me, the number of calls we've had this week from larger buyers and smaller buyers alike. And then you get people that call that are new to this that get all wrapped up and all concerned about, well, what's your fees? What's your commissions?
I think we at Republic Trading Group have been very open about our fee structure. The most that a client will ever pay us for a gold product will be a 10% above our cost. Very rarely do our clients pay that kind of money over our cost. The larger the purchase, the lower the fee becomes, if you want to call it a fee. It's amazing. Hey, stay with us for some closing comments. I'll be back on the flip side of this commercial break, huh?
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Natalie Main and the Chicks. Why not? Dixie Chicks, for those of you who don't get into it. Got to have music a part of my life, and it's certainly well worth it. And as I'll sit here working at the computer, typically I do have music going on. And, hey, whatever. Glad to say my website's back up. Just some brief commentary that I don't have time to round this hour out with. I invite you to go to federalobserver.com tonight if you'd care to take a look at the article on the top, Without Apology. I think it's called 36 Minutes and Counting or something of that nature, and it's just kind of a ongoing ramble about the events that took place in the House of Representatives today. And some of you will be offended. Some of you will understand my meaning. And just remember, it's deja vu all over again and again and again and again. Anyway, this hour, if you haven't figured it out, is brought to you in part by the Republic Trading Group. Robbie and I are more than happy to counsel with you on your economic concerns. Where do you put? What do you put? Why do you buy gold? What form of gold to buy? I think over the course of the next week or so, we go back to Education 101 and we start the process all over again, not to belabor an entire hour, but certainly think we need to talk to you a little bit about the variances between the types of gold and silver, why you buy one kind as opposed to another. This comment I do want to share with you because it's been interesting this week. If you should pick up the phone or receive a phone call from another company dealing in gold and silver, and if what they have to say to you makes sense and you make a decision, yeah, I'm going to make a purchase, the minute they start pushing you for the bank wire, the hairs better go up on the back of your neck. First thing you do is say, hey, my wife just walked in the door with the groceries. I got to go help her. Give me a call back in 10 minutes. First thing you do is you pick up the phone and call Republic Trading Group at 1-800-691-7898. I can almost guarantee you that anything they've quoted you, you're going to pay a far lower price with Republic Trading Group than you will elsewhere. Had a gentleman did that yesterday. He was shocked when I gave him the price just on Silver Eagles alone. And then he told me what he had paid for some gold pieces at another company. Oh, yes, it's one of those companies up in the land of 10,000 lakes. Had another gentleman called yesterday, made a purchase from us. Once again, he was shocked at the difference with what we quoted him versus what that company had quoted him. Needless to say, he didn't go fishing in one of the 10,000 lakes or didn't turn up as a dead boot or something like that. So give us a call. We'll make it worth your while. We will work hard for you. You know, we certainly invite honest, sincere, legitimate questions, not ignorant, stupid questions. But you know what? None of them are ignorant until you've asked them, and we'll find out. We'll resolve it for you. We'll answer your questions very cleanly. You take a look at our website, republictradinggroup.com. Many of the questions that you have, if you're just looking at gold and silver, will be answered on that website. But remember, each and every individual client is unique to their own situation. You're looking for gold, you're looking for silver, you're looking for a mix. Within certain restrictions, there's really no minimums here. We'll work with you at all levels. There are also no maximums. The music man says it's time to go bye-bye. I've enjoyed being here with you this week. Robbie's scheduled to be back in the chair tomorrow night till the good Lord sees fit to bring us together again. On behalf of RBN, Robbie Noel, and myself, without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.